Two.
Thank you. Okay.
Test, check, one, two. Yeah, he's getting it. Check, one, two.
Testing. Be careful.
That's all right. How are you?
I did that one.
Yes, I'm here. That's perfect.
Yeah,
the camera's live streaming right now.
Yes, yes. Okay, I think we're ready to begin the press conference. So welcome to the first of three press conferences for the Spring General Assembly here in Fort Lauderdale. I'm Judy Keene, Director of Public Affairs for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And joining me today is Bishop Christopher Coyne of Burlington, Vermont. Bishop Coyne is the chair of the USCCB Committee on Communications, and he will be introducing our press panelist. Bishop Coyne.
Thank you. Before I introduce the panel, let me just make note of the fact that some of you may remember Bishop David Foley of Birmingham. He's the bishop. He was the Bishop Emeritus. He used to be here at all these press conferences in the back, and just kind of watching. And he passed away April 17th, so may he rest in peace. If you're wondering why he's not standing at the back in his usual place, he's standing at the back of the Heavenly Kingdom now, watching the eternal press conference. To my right is Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston. He is, of course, the president of the conference. And then to my right is Archbishop Jose Gomez, of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, the vice president of the USCCB and chair of the Working Group on Immigration. And also to my right is Bishop Joe Vasquez of the Diocese of Austin, who is the chairman of the Committee on Migration and the Share the Journey campaign. Both Bishop Gomez and Bishop Vasquez had a significant presentation this morning. As Judy said, and Judy will reiterate again, and we ask you to stay on topic if you could, that the questions be directed towards what was dealt with in the sessions this morning. But I'll turn it over to Judy now as our interlocutor.
Okay, great. So if you've been to our press conferences before, you know, you just need to approach the aisle mic and state your name and the news organization you are with after I call upon you, and then to whom you're addressing your question. So it looks like we have our first question already. We'll go ahead and open the floor. Dennis?
Dennis Sadowski, Catholic News Service. Primarily for Archbishop Gomez and Bishop Vasquez, your conversation that you initiated seemed to pique some interest from some of the bishops to escalate the profile of the bishops on some of these immigration issues. Is the conference prepared to move up its conversation more, its appearance more, its actions more on some of these concerns that were raised, very valid concerns?
Yes. I think the conference has always been engaged. I think it's very clear that we have engaged, whether it's engaging our legislators or the administration, engaging definitely our people to educate. I think, as Archbishop Gomez said well, we have to continue to be teachers, and that's primary role of who a bishop is one who teaches, instructs the people in the Catholic faith, and to teach them in this particular topic regarding immigration and taking care of refugees, which is so critical, particularly at this time in our history and in the world, where we see millions of people who have been displaced, not just only people coming to our own particular country, but in Europe and in Asia. So there's people that are definitely on the move, and the church has to respond to them. The church's vision, of course, has always been one of caring for the migrant, caring for the stranger, because those are Christ's own words, which come from the Gospel of Matthew, where we are to be responsive to them. Why? Because of the dignity of the human person. So we see them having this great gift of the dignity of the human person, which must be respected and protected. And so those who are weak and vulnerable, the church should indeed speak on their behalf.
I agree. I think it's important for the bishops to be very active in being there with the people, with the immigrants, as the bishops were suggesting this morning. And also, as Bishop Vasquez was saying, helping people to understand the teachings of the church and the value of the human person, as Pope Francis has done it. You know, it's beautiful that the first, as we all know, the first trip outside of Rome of Pope Francis was to be with immigrants. So I think that's very important. In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, every year we have a mass for the immigrants at the cathedral. So we get people from all over the archdiocese coming, and even from other dioceses, even walking for a long time, to be there to pray for the immigrants in our country. So I hope that every bishop will have a mass for immigrants or some activity that really helps the bishops to be there with the immigrants and help people to understand the issue.
Next question, yes.
Jim Davis, Florida Catholic, Miami edition. You've all been massive diplomats in not mentioning the Trump administration by name. But the impression I get is the frustration that the administration seems tone deaf to your pleas and all of the costs and the moral suasion and the faith-based appeals you can make. What do you think is at the base of it? Is it anti-Catholicism? Is it that they're listening to other constituencies? Or is it that they're unaware of the tens of millions of voters who happen to be Catholic? I'd be interested in your insights on why you think you're running into this wall.
I don't know. I think it's not just this administration. You have to remember that the past administration, the Obama administration, couldn't do an immigration reform either. And they deported 3 million people for those 8 years of the Obama administration, about 10 million people. So I think our country needs to reflect, and the politicians need to also listen to the people and reflect on the fact that we are a country of immigrants, and that we need to have, and that's what we are trying to help them to understand, that we need legislation that really responds to the needs of our time. People are on the move. I mean, it's not that difficult to see that, not just in this country, but all over the world. I mean, there is a global movement of people. So I think our way of thinking is that the United States, as the leader country in the world, we need to find a way to have a legislation that really responds to the movements of people, respecting our borders, and at the same time finding a way to make laws that facilitate those movements of people, that people can be legal in our country. Nobody wants people undocumented or illegal. I think it is important for the people in our country and then the elected officials to understand that and make it happen.
I would associate myself with Archbishop here, and we need to enforce laws, but they had to be done in a humane way.
Right.
It's not a humane way to do it. And that's not just the administration, although they bear their responsibility. How much of this, the Congress has borne some responsibility throughout all of this. And may I add, in some fashion, we have borne some of the responsibility, we and our people, who have perhaps not made our our message striking enough to be more persuasive to those in power.
I think part of the issue, too, is that we don't have what you'd call a Catholic vote. You know, that's a myth. That, in fact, as we've seen over the past 30, 50 years, Catholics basically represent the voting practices of the general public in the United States. So if it's not, we can't just simply say that we have a block of Catholics who are very pro immigration law or pro-immigrant, because there's a section of Catholics who aren't. And that's something that's a real challenge for us.
Okay, and other question? Yes, Michael.
Michael Drake from the American TFP. On the hot button issue of immigration and child separation, what specifically do the bishops advocate regarding children at the time of arrest? When an adult is arrested on any number of issues, drug violations or things like that, and there are children present, they're adult, they're not incarcerated. I don't know how they're handled, but do the bishops advocate just in the question of immigration that the children not be, that the children not be separated from their parents?
I think you're making a distinction which is very important to make. My understanding is still the greater majority of the immigrants that crossed here illegally, they're just people coming to find either job, they're leaving a terrible situation back in their own country, whether it's violence, and they're seeking betterment for their lives. So yes, definitely someone who's breaking the law in the way that you mentioned, they should be definitely apprehended. Anyone who would want to come to our own country and harm us in some way, definitely the government should be there to protect, defend our borders. But the majority of these people, my understanding is, are simply coming here with their children to start a new life, either leaving difficult situations. And so we would want to maintain that family unity, because that's important. We've always advocated for that. The church has always been very much pro-family. So maintaining the unity of children with parents is the best thing that we can do in these circumstances. Very difficult. Not all the situations will be the same. So I think that they all have to be evaluated and assessed. So I don't want to make a blanket statement that that's the only way we should go. They have to be all assessed and determined.
And just follow the normal process of refugees coming to a country. They go through the judicial process, and our country has the right to determine if they are refugees or not. But the first thing that they do is separate them. It's like a tactic to try to stop the people coming from Central America. It's not going to work. It doesn't work. I mean, just see the large number of unaccompanied minors that came in the last few years. So I think if we are respecting the dignity of the human person and the importance of the family, keep working as any country, accepting the refugees and storing the matter and making a decision.
Okay. Any additional questions? No further questions? You want one more? Sure.
I'll double dip. Cardinal DiNardo, I think I know what you meant by this, your statement that's embargoed for today about the Attorney General's recent decision potentially strips asylum from any women who lack adequate protection. That's the decision to rule out domestic abuse as a reason for seeking asylum?
Well, certainly what happens with, if that's ruled out, a person can be deported despite the fact that they may have to go back to domestic abuse. I'm sorry?
That was the decision you were talking about.
Yes, right, okay. Right, yes, yeah. Sure.
Okay, great. All right, so and time for one more question. If not, then we'll let His Eminence and His Excellencies head to lunch.
We want to mention about 4 o'clock that whether we have a press conference or not.
Yes, absolutely. So right now, we do have a press conference scheduled for around 4 o'clock, might begin about 3:55, which would be with Bishop Caggiano and then Bishop Nelson Perez. However, the buses are due to start leaving around 4 o'clock for the mass that's going to be taking place this evening, which starts at 5 o'clock. We are going to try to have that press conference, albeit it may be a brief one. So we hope to see you back here about maybe 3:55. If in the event time runs a little tight, we may cancel it. So if you just want to come here about that time, and then we'll be able to let you know one way or another. So thank you so much. Appreciate it.
One final comment. Remember hurricanes. There are to be no more hurricanes,
yes.
Right? Whether it's Maria, Harvey, any of them, right?
Okay. Thank you, Your Eminence, and Your Excellency.